The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Business, Judge denies Apple's attempt to dismiss a class action lawsuit over AirTag stalking. A judge has denied Apple's motion to dismiss a class action lawsuit, claiming that stalkers are using its AirTag devices to track victims, and that the tech giant hasn't done enough to prevent them. Apple's $29 AirTags have become popular items since their 2021 release, helping users keep tabs on the location of anything from their lost keys to wallets and luggage. But stalkers have also taken advantage of AirTags and similar products to follow individuals without their consent. In December 2022, Apple was sued by dozens of plaintiffs who said they were stalked by AirTag users. They alleged that Apple failed to mitigate such dangers and should have done more to protect victims, claiming AirTags revolutionized the scope, breadth, and ease of location-based stalking, and that current safety features are inadequate. Apple attempted to dismiss the litigation in a filing last year, arguing the company took proactive steps to try to deter misuse, and that it should not bear liability for injuries caused by third parties. But San Francisco-based U.S. District Judge Vince Chabria dismissed that motion on March 15. Chabria ruled that, while most of the class action plaintiffs' claims were inadequately pled, three can proceed for negligence and strict product liability under California law. The remaining claims were dismissed in a separate order. Chabria detailed arguments from both Apple and the plaintiffs in the ruling. Included were accounts from the three remaining claims of victims being stalked by former partners or others through AirTags that were allegedly attached to their cars, resulting in emotional and sometimes financial harm. All three of these cases involved purported defects of AirTags that made it harder for the victims to both understand the tracking and quickly stop it, March 15's ruling outlines, including unclear or delayed notifications, as well as an inability to disable the devices remotely, which allegedly prolonged stalking. Abusive and dangerous location tracking is only becoming more common, so it's imperative to do everything we can to give voice to the victims and to push for accountability and change, Jillian L. Wade, an attorney representing the plaintiffs, told the Associated Press via email. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.